We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. President Trump grounds the Boeing 737 MAX. We've got the story.
Strong winds causing problems across central Kansas. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Kansas legislators vote to condemn a New York abortion law. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Winds were howling across south central Kansas yesterday, overnight, and into this morning. What can we expect later today? Our complete forecast is coming up.
Senators on both sides of the aisle are supporting President Trump's decision to ground Boeing 737 planes after one was involved in a deadly crash.
Many lawmakers agree with President Trump announcing an emergency order grounding Boeing 737 MAX 8 and MAX 9 aircraft. Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney spoke to reporters ahead of the president's announcement.
I pointed out that given the fact that the UK and Singapore and New Zealand and other places have decided to ground the aircraft, that out of an abundance of caution, it makes sense for us to do the same.
Connecticut Democrat Senator Richard Blumenthal urged the Trump administration and the transportation secretary to take serious action after the recent Ethiopian Airlines crash.
The inaction of the FAA raises very serious questions about whether there is perhaps some conflict of interest.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
Extremely strong winds have been taking their toll on Kansas, including downed tree limbs and power lines and a semi-tractor trailer overturned. The winds toppled a dinosaur exhibit in Derby. Field Station Dinosaurs General Manager Lon Smith tells KSN News the 3,000-pound Stegosaurus was not damaged.
We will put straps around him and lift him up, and he'll be just fine. This is a good thing because we're going to reposition him so that he's pointing directly into the prevailing wind.
In southeast Wichita, in the 1900 block of Stafford Court, a tree fell on a man, breaking his leg. In Goddard, a woman was hit by a trash bin. She was hospitalized with a possible broken jaw. Wind gusts of more than 60 miles per hour are blamed for toppling a semi on Highway 50 just west of Kinsley. No injuries reported there.
One person is dead, two others injured after a two-vehicle accident in western Reno County. Kansas Highway Patrol says the crash happened Wednesday afternoon. A car northbound on a county road stopped at a stop sign on U.S. 50, then pulled out into the highway and was struck by a semi-truck pulling a tractor-trailer. The car's driver and a teenage passenger were hospitalized with serious injuries. A second passenger, 20-year-old Dwayne Depperschmidt of Sylvia, was pronounced dead at the scene. The driver of the semi-truck was not injured.
Kansas lawmakers have condemned New York's new law protecting abortion rights in a statement that will be sent to every New York legislator and its governor.
The Kansas House on Wednesday approved a resolution declaring that New York's law violates the life and well-being of a woman and her unborn child. The 85-38 vote came after some Democrats questioned whether the legislature was, quote, wasting its time. The Kansas Senate approved the resolution last month. The New York law was designed to codify protections for a woman's right to obtain an abortion granted by federal courts. Abortion opponents across the nation have argued that it allows abortions up to the moment of birth. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Arkansas moves one step closer to enacting the strictest abortion law in the nation.
Lawmakers approved a bill banning abortions after 18 weeks of pregnancy, with exceptions for rape and incest. Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson supports the legislation and believes it would survive a court challenge. Pro-choice groups saying the measure is an unconstitutional attempt to undermine Roe v. Wade. Arkansas already bans the procedure after 20 weeks. Other states tried enacting tighter timeframes for getting abortions, but courts blocked those efforts. Other abortion measures advancing in Arkansas include prohibiting doctors from performing abortions solely because of a Down syndrome diagnosis. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Kansas State, Kansas, Wichita State all play in conference tournament action today at all different times. We'll get you caught up coming up in sports.
A Georgia father is furious after he says a school bus driver left his five-year-old behind several times. That story coming up, Steve and Ted on KNSS. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:07, 7 minutes past 7 o'clock and 39 degrees. A drunk driver who killed a 35-year-old motorcycle rider will serve 2 days in jail, 5 days of house arrest, and a year of probation. Alexandra Esslinger pleaded guilty in January to vehicular homicide and driving under the influence, both misdemeanors, in the July 2017 death of Jesus Navarro Gonzalez. Court records say Esslinger had a blood alcohol level of 0.102, above the legal limit of 0.08 at the time of the crash.
A father in Georgia is furious after he says a school bus driver left his five-year-old behind several times.
A Facebook video shows Tristan King berating staff at Norton Elementary School outside Atlanta, claiming his five-year-old daughter was left behind by the bus three times.
The first time I was calm. I was understanding because I understood it could happen. The second time, I was mad, but I let it go. The third time, my son called me from the bus,
crying, yelling,
screaming, talking about he don't know where his sister is.
The Gwinnett County Public School District admits the situation wasn't handled well, adding officials have since arranged to escort King's son and daughter to the bus each day. King tells local media the issue has not been completely resolved. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A Connecticut man who had one of his last wishes fulfilled when he received a personal phone call from President Trump has died.
Jay Barrett had been ill with cystic fibrosis and was receiving care at the home of his sister, West Haven City Councilwoman Bridget Husky. The Democrat had gone on social media to build a campaign for the president to offer her brother a gesture of support. Last week, the president called him, telling him, "You're my kind of man." His sister saying the phone call meant everything to him, and she appreciated the help of everyone who reached out to the White House on her brother's behalf. Jay Barrett was 44. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
For the next few minutes, continue to avoid southbound I-235. We had a fatal traffic accident at MacArthur. They've got it closed down at Seneca. However, they're getting ready to reopen that. So for the next few minutes, that's still closed, though, southbound I-235 traffic. KNSS, I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast, the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve. How you doing?
Good. Looks like some folks out in Colorado took a little beating overnight or this morning when it came to some sort of a blizzard going through there, huh?
Yeah, you know, it wasn't just Colorado, Nebraska, too, seeing those blizzard conditions. And we've actually still got a couple of blizzard warnings just up to our north, Phillips, Smith County, until 1 o'clock. And then there was severe weather down to our south and west, portions of New Mexico actually getting some tornado reports. And then, of course, the heavy rain, the thunder that we experienced here in Kansas this time yesterday morning. So this was a very, very powerful storm system and still kind of influencing a lot of our winds across at least about three quarters of the country. So in terms of this significant low pressure system, it holds a lot of significance. Let's just go ahead and say that. But we are going to see some better days ahead. Got to get through a windy day today. Winds are still going to be high out of the west and northwest at 15 to 35. And even though things starting off on a dry note, we still got to make sure that we're keeping both hands on the wheel while we're on the roads with those strong winds. And still can't rule out a 20% chance of sprinkle, possibly a rain snow shower later on this afternoon. Only 20% though, so not seeing anything too heavy out there today. Cloudy skies. Those northwest winds keeping that chill in the air, though, with a high of only 46. Mostly to partly cloudy tonight, completely dry, low of 30, a bit colder by this time tomorrow morning. And overnight, winds are still going to be on the breezy side, northwest at 10 to 25. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, sunshine returning for our Friday, getting up to 50 degrees. And, Steve, it's going to be smooth sailing from there, even though winds are still going to be on the breezy side at 10 to 20. Right now, 41 with a west wind at 24 miles an hour, gusting up to 35, and just enough or strong enough to make that wind chill feel more like 31 out there. So it actually feels about 10 degrees colder. But the big thing that's going to capture everybody's attention this morning, especially through today, it's going to be those strong winds.
Yeah, but that was interesting yesterday afternoon. I went for a run and everything was great until I turned southbound, and then it was a challenge But that's the way it works. Hey.
Yeah, you are a brave man for going out for a run yesterday. And if you do it today, I consider you a brave man 2 days in a row.
Yeah, two in a row. How about that? All right, thank you, Ronell, the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas State meteorologist Ronell Williams. 7:12 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And of course, you've been listening to the news this morning. President Trump has ordered the U.S. Boeing 737 MAX 8 and MAX 9s grounded after a couple of crashes, as it were. Now, Fox News Radio's Evan Brown is with us from Miami International Airport talking about this and the impact it's having. Good morning, Evan. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning.
What is the impact? What does that do to the flights? A lot of them being canceled?
Well, the impact is minimal, really, and we can have a great demonstration of that this morning. I'm at the Miami International Airport, the terminal for American Airlines, which is the big airline that uses the MAX 8 and the MAX 9, as well as this being a big hub for American and where they base those MAX 8s and MAX 9s out of. There only are a couple of flights that are canceled, and they are destinations that the MAX 8, MAX 9 fly to, like New York's LaGuardia and Boston. But American has said that it wouldn't be hard to sub out the plane to make sure that the flights still go on and that any service interruptions would be minimal and short-lived. I suspect that we will have more flight interruptions due to the so-called bomb cyclone than we would this, because there really are so few flights that actually use it here in the United States. It's such a new plane that it hasn't been adopted for most of the fleet yet.
You know, we're talking the bomb cyclone. It's the one in Colorado that basically has tracked north of us here in Kansas, Evan. But still, Denver's a huge airport, and it's going to affect a lot of flights going in and out of there.
Well, it certainly will, and but it won't necessarily be because of the MAX 8 or the MAX 9. Now, American does fly a MAX 8 from Miami to Denver, but they have the ability to sub out that plane with a different aircraft. So when we do have those delays, it'll probably be more weather-related than anything. Some other airlines use them. United uses the MAX 8 and said that they have replaced or substituted their aircraft. And perhaps another big user would be Southwest, which has a big hub in Fort Lauderdale, flying those planes, I think, around the country as well as the Caribbean destinations. But they have also said they will swap out those planes and plan for very minimal interruptions due to the plane swapping. Again, the weather would be more of an issue than anything.
This is a big concern for us, Evan, because here in Wichita, Spirit Aviation, Spirit Aerosystems is our number one biggest employer, and they manufacture a good deal of the 737 model. So we're watching this with a keen interest to see what happens next. All right, Fox News Radio's Evan Brown. I guess he thought that.
Well, I think we lost the line.
Yeah, that was not a very good phone line, was it?
No, huh?
Probably because of the big storm going on. Yeah, that was interesting. Quite a storm going in the Colorado, in the Denver area, and it just tracked, as Ronell said, north over there through Nebraska going to the east. So, yeah, weather making some news today. Of course, we had a windy, mostly cloudy day across Kansas yesterday with a high of 65, as we were talking about with Ronell, normal high 57. I checked with the National Weather Service statistics, just over a half an inch of rain at near Eisenhower Airport and about a 58-mile-per-hour gust of wind clocked near there as well. So, yeah, it was weird yesterday afternoon. I mean, my wife and I and our two grandsons went out to eat dinner, and just walking from the car to the restaurant was a challenge, Ted. It almost blew us over. And then coming back into the car. Today is Thursday, March 14th, 2019. On this date in 1870, the term blizzard was applied for the first time to a storm, producing heavy snow and high winds.
What did it mean before then?
The term was applied to a winter storm that walloped Iowa and Minnesota. I think there was always the term blizzard, but maybe the National Weather Service decided to start using it. I'm not sure. It would be interesting to find out where the term blizzard comes from. Is it a descriptive term? I don't know. I've been in some storms where I thought they were blizzards. I know there was the one that I always think about, Ted, was back in the 80s, and my brothers and I were headed to western Kansas. My grandmother had passed away out in west of Larned, and it was one of those days. It was about 8 inches of snow on the ground, and all of the rest of it was blowing sideways.
Just blowing horizontal. Yeah,
yeah, and it was ugly. And we got out there and got in a little church, and we got the funeral done, and then we had to drive over several miles to the little mortuary or cemetery, that is, where Grandmother Smith was buried. And of course, my brothers, two brothers, and I were pallbearers, so we got out of the hearse stuck in the cemetery in the whole nine yards. It was ugly. That was my last encounter with a real blizzard.
Well, if you were in Colorado or western Nebraska yesterday, man, you certainly know what
they had
a blizzard is.
Oh, just we had semis blown over. We talked about a semi blown over out by Kinsley in western Kansas. There was also, I think, one blown over in Butler County to the east of us. So,
yeesh.
Yeah, that wind was something else yesterday. Okay, it's 7:17, 7:18 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for sports with Ted Woodward. And, hey, it's basketball today. We're going to the tournaments, right, Ted?
Yep, conference tournaments going on in men's basketball all over the place. And we got the Shockers, the Jayhawks, and the Wildcats all in action today. The Shockers get play underway in the American Athletic Conference Tournament in Memphis tonight, late tonight, in a first-round game. It's the number 6 seed, Wichita State, against the number 11 seed, East Carolina. Shockers are a 10.5-point favorite coming into this one. The Shocks have won 9 of their last 11 coming into postseason play. And, boy, what a tournament. There's a lot of good teams trying to get this championship. Here's a preview from Wichita State head coach Greg Marshall.
Everybody's fighting. I really have not seen any team, including us, that started out poorly or was down towards the bottom of the standings, give in. And everybody's scratching and clawing and fighting. And when we go to Memphis, you know, there's Cincinnati and especially Houston. What a great year they've had, Coach Kelvin Sampson and his group. Then Central Florida. Temple could possibly be in, but they probably need a win or two. They're going to be desperate when they play us because they're right there on the bubble or the cut line. And then after that, you've got Memphis that's hosting the thing in a beautiful NBA arena.
The American Athletic Tournament gets underway today in Memphis. Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull will begin the pregame show at about 8 o'clock tonight. The game will tip off at about 9:30 p.m. this evening, and that's on 103.7 KEYN.
And whoever goes on is going to have to, what, play and win about 3 or 4 games in 3 or 4 days, right?
Yeah.
There's not much. There's no rest time.
Nope.
No scouting report to look at.
You just move on to the next day and try to keep moving on. And the Shocks have won their conference tournament opener 10 years in a row. See if they can keep that string going tonight.
Yeah.
You got the Big 12 tournament underway up in Kansas City, Missouri at the Sprint Center. We're down to the quarterfinals for today's action. The top seed is 14th-ranked Kansas State, and the Wildcats play TCU this afternoon. K-State beat TCU twice during the regular season, and we'll see if they can keep that going against the Horned Frogs today. That'll tip off at about 2 o'clock this afternoon for K-State, and that'll be nationally televised on ESPN2. Then the last game of the night up at the Sprint Center will be 17th-ranked Kansas taking on Texas in a quarterfinal matchup. Jayhawks are a 2.5-point favorite in that one. These teams split during the regular season, each winning on home court. That game will tip off somewhere around 8:30 this evening, KU and Texas. So live coverage on the Jayhawk Network begins at 7 o'clock, and that'll be on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. A little history. It was 60 years ago today, an Elite Eight game, the Midwest Regional Finals in Lawrence. Number one ranked Kansas State taking on 5th-ranked Cincinnati to see who would go to the Final Four.
Wow.
Cincinnati won that game 85-75. It was the last time K-State ever played as the number one ranked team in the nation. Bob Boozer led the Wildcats with 32 points and 13 rebounds. Don Matuzak was another big star for the Wildcats that day, but they couldn't overcome Oscar Robertson, who had 24 points and 17 rebounds as Cincinnati made the Final Four that year.
He only had 24 that day.
And not K-State.
Yep. Wow.
That was 60 years ago today. Another day, another football piece of news for the Kansas City Chiefs defense. Another longtime name on that defense leaving the Chiefs. The Chiefs released safety Eric Berry yesterday. A couple of years ago, he signed a 6-year, $78 million contract with the Chiefs, but after he signed that huge deal, he only played in 3 regular season games. Been battling injury a lot.
Yeah.
So the Chiefs cut him loose. Once again, that's a deal that will save the Chiefs $15 million in salary cap money for the next couple of years. He's spent his entire 9-year career with the Kansas City Chiefs, made 5 Pro Bowls along the way, and overcame Hodgkin's lymphoma. So Eric Berry is now on the market for the NFL, and he's been cut loose by the Kansas City Chiefs. Sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
722 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Abortion and testicle legislation in Georgia. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.